Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go with Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 16.6 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The Midday Show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. Evan, of course, on vacation. 877-337-6666 is the phone number here at 1 o'clock. CMB comes your way. The return of Dolph Kramer, Connor Green on the other side of the glass. We're live and in living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear meats and cheeses. You know where, only at ShopRite. You heard the calls courtesy of SNY. Of course, Gary Cohen doing the honors. A little help from Sonny and Cher, and the beat goes on. Good job by Dolph and Connor with all of that. I got a pinch. It's unbelievable what's going on with the Mets. I mean, it is un-freaking believable. I mean, last night, and I got to tell you, and maybe it's because, you know, we're so conditioned as Met fans that you just never, I never felt good about them winning this game last night. I just didn't. I mean, the way, what's his name, Plutko, whatever his name is, the guy who started last night for the Indians, you know, he was perfect through the first three innings, and the Mets really weren't doing anything against him. You know, Stroman gives up that one run. Fortunately, it was only one run, you know, and they're down 1-0. But, I didn't feel good. But then they come back, they score those two runs. Juan Lagares, who won, but how about Juan Lagares, and we'll get to him later, with a big RBI hit, scores Frazier, who started the inning with a hit to tie the game. And then Guillaume, how about him? With a pinch hit RBI double, they're up 2-1. And then, of course, Stroman goes out of the game after only four innings. He's got tightness. Everybody thought it was a blister. That's what the guys in the booth were saying. But turned out it was a hamstring tightness. He goes out of the game after four innings. And you're like, oh, my God. Okay, we gotta get how many outs here from the bullpen to win this game now? And I understand the bullpen's been a lot better. But I got to tell you, I wasn't feeling too confident. I got to say that, especially when Jeruse Familia is the first guy that Mickey Callaway puts into the game. Well, he has a 1-2-3 inning, and then Brock comes in and gives up that run, but it could have been a lot worse. I mean, it really could have been, and he gets out of the inning, stranding Ramirez at third with only one out, gets out of that inning, and it's a 2-2 game, and then the bullpen continues to get the job done. Justin Wilson, who's been phenomenal, really got the biggest outs in the game the night before against Cleveland in the series opener. He has a good inning, solid inning, is up a hit, which really should have been caught by Rosario, pop-up. Actually, I thought J.D. Davis probably had a better shot at it. Nevertheless, Rosario didn't make the play on it, fell for a hit, but Wilson gets out of the inning unscathed. You get two solid innings from Lugo, and then, of course, we get to the 10th inning, and Avellán comes in. And first two guys, he gets him out. He gets ahead 0-2 on Carlos Santana, and then, you know, Carlos hits one into the left field seats, and it's a 3-2 game. And you're like, okay, you know, I guess it's probably not happening today. But this is the Mets now. This is the 2019 Mets since the All-Star break, who have been anything short of unconscious as they're now 26-10 on this season. And I should have known. And, of course, immediately, Ahmed Rosario, who's been, speaking of unconscious, hits that double up the alley in right center field. And you're like, okay, here we go. I feel good about this game. I didn't love Joe Panic bunting after that. I'm not, especially with a guy on second. I understand you want to tie the game at home. Really, I would have won the game now. Do I want to see any more guys coming out of the pen? Especially when you figure that the guy coming out of the pen is going to be Edwin Diaz. So do I really want to tie the game up here? I mean, really. And look how Diaz has been buried. I mean, he's not even a thought now coming into these games unless the Mets are either down 10 or up 10. But with that said, do I really want to tie the game there? And Panic's been hot. He'd gotten a couple hits already in the game. But no, we got a bunt. Got a bunt. By on second, got a bunt. Okay, but he gets the job done. He moves him over. Then they walk Alonso, who had a bad night. I mean, he struck out three times before that. But okay, fine. You know, they want Brad Hand, the lefty, pitching to the lefty, Conforto. And Conforto hits that ground ball to first, and Santana, you know, probably should have threw the ball to the plate to try to cut the run off. That's probably what he should have done. That was probably the play. I know Francona got on him about that, too, that instead of trying for the double play, he should have tried to get the run at the plate. You know, whatever. Santana goes for the double play. Brad Hand does not cover first, and the Mets tie the game up. And then J.D. Davis. And how good is J.D.? Oh, my God. You know, I've been saying this. We keep hammering, and rightfully so, Van Wagenen for the terrible trade, you know, to get Cano and Diaz. Well, we got to give him credit for the unbelievable trade that brought J.D. Davis here. Because how good has this guy been? And this guy, is, as I said yesterday, he has incorporated himself now as a core guy on the Mets, not only this year, but going into the future. And he comes through with the big hit, which probably would have been a double, but, you know, it's, you don't need a double in that situation, so they give him a single, and the Mets win again. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on right now. It really is. I mean, 26-10 since the All-Star break. They are just unreal at home. I mean, they're 36-21 now at home. They got one of the best records in baseball at Citi Field, and certainly that had not been the case for most of the years ever since they moved into Citi Field. They keep winning at home. They've destroyed the American League this year. I mean, the Mets are 14-5 against the American League. It's a shame that after Cleveland tonight, that's the last American League game they have because they have beaten up on the American League, especially the American League Central, where I think the number is what? They were 2-2 against the Yankees. So what is that, 12-3 against the AL Central? Pretty good. And they have done the job there. And as, you know, Sonny and Cher say, you know, the beat goes on. And it does. And you just got to be thrilled, right? I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, nobody saw this coming 2 months ago. Nobody saw it coming. You know, maybe you give Mickey Callaway credit. Maybe he did see this coming. I don't know. Maybe Brody Van Wagenen did see this coming. God knows, I don't know any other Met fan, maybe Mitch Amster, who always sees it coming. I never saw this coming whatsoever. None of us did. Like I said, outside of Mitch, who, you know, everything is always sunshine and light around Metland with Mitch. Mitch Amster is the only guy I know. He's a salesman here, big Met fan. The only Met fan I know that actually likes the Wilpons. So that's all you need to know. But with that said, it's incredible what exactly is going on now with this baseball team. Now, they didn't really gain any ground. I guess they're a game and a half out of the wild card now. And the Phillies won last night. The Cubs won last night. Or they blew a 7-run lead at one point. But still, they wound up beating the Giants. So they won. I'm looking at Bryce Harper hitting a home run now in Boston. They swept the Red Sox. Boy, the Red Sox have mailed it in, huh? Boy, oh, boy. Well, I guess when you win 4 championships in 15 years, you know, you're okay. You know, you can mail one in 1 year. And you can live with it. But, I mean, you know, but it's amazing. The Mets are now 6 games over 500. It's really incredible. It really is. I don't know what else to say as a Mets fan. I'm beyond thrilled. Because at the very least, again, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs or not. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get to that wild card game. Hopefully they will. But boy, they have really given us a season now, and nobody saw this coming. I mean, here we are on August 21st, 22nd, whatever it is, and we actually have meaningful games now with this team going into September. It really is incredible. And I can't say enough about J.D. Davis. And how about Juan Lagares? I got to give this guy some credit. I mean, Juan Lagares, for most of this year, and he wasn't really getting any playing time, you know, was basically, you know, done. He looked like it was over for him here. And what has he done? Ever since he's gotten the opportunity to play with the injury to McNeil, not only has he started to hit, and he got 2 more hits last night, he got that big double to tie the game, not only has Lagares started to hit, but Lagares now has started to play center field again the way he used to. I mean, he's back to being that gold glove caliber center fielder again. I mean, he made 2 plays last night that were just tremendous. One play where he looked like he lost the ball and then recovered on a warning track to catch it. He turned around about 3 times and finally caught the ball. And then later on in the game, just made a tremendous play on another ball hit to the warning track in center field. So Juan Lagares, now that he's playing again, is really, you know, starting to pick it up again on both sides of the ball. And that's another thing that nobody saw coming. And isn't it amazing how now that this team is rolling, how now everybody now is getting healthy. I mean, think about that. I mean, even Robbie Cano, who we thought was done for the year, okay, with this, you know, torn hamstring, we thought he's done for the year. He's taking batting practice now. He can't wait to get back out there and get to be part of this. I don't know if we're in such a hurry to see him back out there, but nevertheless, even he's pumped up to get back out there again. Even Jed Lowry now is getting ready to do rehab games. What? Jed Lowry? Did any Met fan think Jed Lowry would be seen at all this year or maybe ever as a Met? I mean, I don't know. I certainly didn't. Well, what's the next thing we're going to hear? Cespedes is suddenly healthy and ready to start playing? All of a sudden, oh, you know what? I think I feel pretty good. I'm ready to go. I mean, you got to be kidding me. So, I mean, right now, I don't know what else to say. I right now am a giddy Met fan. And if you're a Met fan and you're giddy, you should be. Again, I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know where they're going. I don't know how this year is going to play out. I don't know if they're going to make the wild card. I have no idea what's going to happen over the last 36 games now with this baseball team. But they are a different team, and they are rolling. And they'll try to sweep the Cleveland Indians, and we want to thank Cleveland. I think part of the problem for the Indians here is they spent a little too much time in New York because they've made some, you know, big defensive gaffes that have helped the Mets completely. That drop fly ball yesterday that preceded the two-run home run by Conforto, or at least, you know, in the opening game of the series. And then last night, obviously, whoever was at fault, whether it was Santana, whether it was Hand, whatever, you know, not covering first base, not throwing the ball to the plate, whatever, and that leads to the tying run. So we thank the Indians for that. And the Mets will go for the sweep tonight. Noah Syndergaard has been pitching very solid baseball. We'll be on the mound tonight for the Mets as they try to keep this just unbelievable run. Now 26-10 since the All-Star break. They will try to keep it going tonight at Citi. Unreal. 877-337-6666. Beringo in the midday. Evan on vacation. John Heyman will join us at 11 o'clock. We'll talk baseball. And then in the 12 o'clock hour, my buddy Ray Lucas from SNY. We're going to talk a little Jet football. Jets got another hit yesterday. It's Brandon Copeland. Test positive for PEDs, and he's going to miss the first four games of the season. So that's not good. But anyway, we'll talk to Ray Lucas sometime in the 12 o'clock hour. Again, 877-337-6666. We'll get to the Yankees, who lost another tough one to Oakland last night out on the West Coast. And we'll also get a little bit to the Giants, who play their third preseason game tonight in Cincinnati against the Bengals, and we're coming back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.